Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, the 1st of May. I'm Mark Daniels. The Milwaukee Brewers wind up taking 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals in St. Louis. The Cards avoid the sweep at Busch Stadium on Wednesday afternoon, winning 9-3. Matt Adams with a 3-run bomb early off Matt Garza. It was the first of many big rips for the Birds.
Just two guys on, and then I got that hanging, breaking ball and hit a homer. And, you know, that's just... after that, it just kind of kept going.
Yeah, Alan Craig went 4-for-5 with a home run. The Cardinals hit 6 doubles. Garza, now 1-3, gave up 5 runs in 3-plus innings, left the game with a right thumb contusion, and he's not a happy camper.
It's been a consistent battle for me so far this year. And I don't know if it's me fighting myself or me trying to do too much or what it is, but it needs to stop. And I'm not happy. I'm really disappointed in myself.
Wei Chung Wang came on for 3 innings of middle relief. He got hit for 6 hits, 4 runs. Even Martin Maldonado pitched the 8th for the Brewers with their bullpen stretched thin. Carlos Gomez with his 7th of the year, a solo blast. Mark Reynolds, a 2-run home run, his 6th of the year. But that's all they could muster off Shelby Miller, who gets his 3rd win as Miller and the Cardinals happy to avoid the broom.
Needed a huge win there. A little rough early on, but otherwise kind of settled in. And other than those first couple of innings, kind of leaving the ball over the middle and gave up some big hits. And at the end of the day, offense put up some good runs and came out with the win, which is big.
Only the 2nd road loss for the Brewers this year. They still leave St. Louis with a 5.5-game lead after their best April ever at 20-8. They'll head to Cincinnati for a 4-game series beginning Thursday night. Marco Estrada facing Homer Bailey in Game 1. Reds coming off a 9-4 loss to the Chicago Cubs. Anthony Rizzo, a 2-run home run. He walked 4 times. Reds are 12-15. Losing pitcher Tony Cingrani lost for words after a rough outing.
I have no idea. It's just the way it goes. I don't know. I'm just trying to pitch.
Miami Marlins roughed up the Atlanta Braves, pitching 9-3. They've scored 18 runs in the first 2 games of that series. Diamondbacks walked off Colorado 5-4 in 10 innings as Miguel Montero ended it with a home run.
It was a short swing, and I was kind of quick on it. And I know the guy throws hard, so I was expecting something hard, you know, but I was just trying to protect. I shooting 2 strikes, and that protect swing was pretty good.
I guess. San Francisco over San Diego, 3-2 in the American League. It was the Tigers 5, the White Sox 1. It gets worse. Angels 7-1 over Cleveland, and it was Oakland 12-1 over the Texas Rangers. They scored 7 runs in the 3rd to complete a big sweep for manager Bob Melvin.
Seems like there was carryover every game to, you know, the quality of our bats throughout the whole lineup. And everybody contributed, and you know, even some of the guys who didn't get the hits were walking and making guys work and kind of passing the baton. And again, I've said, you know, each of these games, that's when we're at our best.
Oakland and American League best, 18-10. Kansas City beat Toronto 4-2. Interleague play, Dodgers over the Twins 6-4. 10,000th win in Dodger franchise history. Zach Greinke now 5-0. And the Nationals beat the Astros 7-0. A lot of rain in the Northeast. Mets at Phillies, Mariners at Yankees, Rays and Red Sox, and Pirates and Orioles all washed away. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers finally got to play a doubleheader against Burlington at Fox City Stadium. Took game 1, 7-6 in 10 innings as Taylor Brennan delivered the game-winning RBI single. Burlington scores 4 in the 6th to win the nightcap 5-1. Timber Rattlers 11-13. They'll play a doubleheader at Fox City Stadium on Thursday afternoon. Hockey fans had to enjoy Wednesday night. 3 game 7s wrapping up first round series in the Stanley Cup playoffs at Madison Square Garden. The New York Rangers beat the Philadelphia Flyers 2-1. Benoit Pouliot with a goal midway through the 2nd period. Ranger goalie Henrik Lundqvist says it made for a tense 3rd with that 1-goal lead.
I did not feel relaxed, but I still felt confident about how we were playing. And I really believe in the guys, and I think we believe in each other as well. So that's huge in a game like this, that you trust each other out there.
Rangers will advance to take on the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Minnesota Wild in Denver beat the Colorado Avalanche 5-4 in overtime. Their only lead came when Nino Niederreiter scored his 2nd of the night. Just happened to be a Game 7 overtime series clincher.
Scoring a goal in Game 7, the OT winner, I mean, that's probably the biggest goal you probably can score at that point. We are we are right now, and it just feels unbelievable right now.
The Wild will now take on the defending champion Blackhawks, and the LA Kings make history, go into San Jose and beat the Sharks 5-1 to become only the fourth team in league history to win a playoff series after losing the first three games. Here's the Kings' Drew Doughty.
We just have a lot of heart on this team. We have guys who are so competitive, guys who want to win. That's how Dean built this team. He built it with guys who are just so competitive, guys who will do anything to win, and I think that showed. We never gave up, and we came back hard.
Kings joined the 2010 Flyers, the 75 Islanders, and the 42 Maple Leafs, who did it in the finals against Detroit. It's the only teams to come all the way back to win a series. As for Logan Couture and the Sharks, can't believe they couldn't finish it off.
Every year you lose is pretty low, but this one is a type of series that'll rip your heart out, and you know, it hurts. I mean, it's going to be a long summer. Thinking about this one.
It's going to be a long summer for John Tortorella, fired after just one season as head coach of the Vancouver Canucks, who missed the playoffs in the NBA postseason. Three game fives, the San Antonio Spurs beat the Dallas Mavericks 109-103. Tony Parker leading the way with 23 points. He was a tired new father.
It was crazy. It was crazy because it happened last night. Late, I didn't sleep. I basically didn't sleep the whole night. And just play on adrenaline today.
San Antonio up 3-2, as are the Toronto Raptors, a 115-113 win over Brooklyn. Kyle Lowry with 36, but the Raptors nearly let an 18-point lead get away after three quarters. Paul Pierce and the Nets storm back with a 44-24 fourth, but it wasn't enough.
I thought we played with aggression in the fourth quarter. You know, I thought we settled a lot second and third quarter for a lot of jumpers. I thought we didn't make the extra passes, but then when we started putting the ball on the ground, taking it to the hole, making the extra passes, we found ourselves with wide open shots, and we found ourselves getting easy layups.
The Houston Rockets at home beat Portland 108-98. Dwight Howard with 22 points and 14 rebounds, but the Blazers still lead 3-2. Chandler Parsons of Houston says, yeah, it's one down and two more to go.
We got to grow our leads, and we can't let anything get in the way. We can't let officiating, defensive breakdowns. We got to stay together and continue to believe in each other, and just continue to do what we did tonight.
Los Angeles Lakers head coach Mike D'Antoni resigns after one full season with the Lakers, 27-55, their worst season since leaving Minneapolis. Got some football news. Green Bay Packers linebacker Jamari Lattimore signs his one-year tender offer for about $1.4 million for the 2014 season. Looks like the Packers have found an assistant offensive line coach. Steve Marshall will be hired to replace Joel Hilgenberg, who stepped down to spend more time with his family. Marshall, most recently at New Mexico State, was with Colorado for a couple of years, but has NFL experience with Cleveland, and he worked with Dom Capers when the two were together with the Houston Texans. General manager Ted Thompson holds his pre-draft news conference with the media on Thursday afternoon at Lambeau Field. The NFL draft is 1 week from Thursday night. In horse racing, we're all set to run for the roses. The 140th running of the Kentucky Derby coming up at Churchill Downs in Louisville on Saturday. California Chrome, the 5-2 morning line favorite. That horse will break from the number 5 post position. It's a 20-horse field. Opportunity, the second choice at 6-1, will start from gate number 11. Wicked Strong is the third favorite at 8-1 and will start on the outside in gate number 20. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.